journey of faith. When I was asked to tell my story of my journey of faith, I didn't have to think too much as I look back. My faith journey begins every day when I wake up and observe closely what the day brings. And that takes practice to make yourself mindful. Every morning I say a prayer and hope for the day to go well, and I'll be able to handle things that come my way. I also pray for others too, if they're struggling. I found recently that when we're detained, for example, in a traffic jam, or a phone call as I'm leaving the house, or anything that might make me late for a reason, whatever it may be, I truly believe that few minutes of the delay is God stepping in to keep us in one place, even if it's for a few moments or longer. I often think that he may be detaining me to avoid perhaps being in an accident or on the road if something else is harmful. I just have that feeling. So I understand that when we are delayed, I used to get very frustrated, especially when I was in working role. People were in a rush, you know, and so now as I'm getting older, kind of toned that down a bit. I can recall back as far as 1964 when I was a small child. I was very fortunate to go to Sunday school, and if my dad didn't take me, we were grateful for Stuart Munger and Kathy and Susan, or John Cook, and he would bring Kathy and I along with my sister, with the children. Then and there, when I got here to church, I felt like I fit in, and I was eager to see my classmates upon arriving to church. That was always something that I looked forward to. And I belonged to a very, very large Sunday school class. I think we had 13. We had a lot anyway, many children. My favorite teachers included Mona Wetlaufer and Edgar Seiler. We were assigned homework too at that time. Oftentimes we were asked to memorize Bible verses or even books of the Bible. And I'm kind of shaky on that now as I go through. I'm thinking, okay, I should actually do that more. I don't know if any of you can name them. I used to be able to. Maybe I should practice. Oftentimes we're asked to memorize the Bible verses. And I believe, too, that we all pick with a Bible verse at our confirmation. I cannot remember for the life of me what mine was, but we all had a different verse that we memorized. This is going back like 45 years, maybe. Anyhow, I knew that there were other people like me who just fit into church. It was a way of life for me, and I enjoyed it. Although in my older years of 18 to 25, I did stray away from the church. Busy life, things like that. Thought I could be invincible in the world, which ended up not being, as we all have learned. It was a way of life for me, and I did enjoy it. And I noted that the faith journeys are not always traveled alone. And I was very thankful for others who traveled that path with me. And they still travel today with me, again, on that path. In 1965, I attended junior kindergarten at Simon's Mennonite Church on the corner of Natsliger Road and Snyder Road. It was just down the road from me as I lived across from Waterloo Oxford High School. I enjoyed being with many children who were from Lutheran, Anglican, United, and Mennonite churches. Everything was going fine until one day. I would have been about 5 years old at this time. My grandpa, Stan Wayford, would always be there at the end of the classes and would take me home. One day he wasn't there when we were dismissed. It felt like forever. I was just standing there, waiting and waiting. All the children were picked up and I was standing outside with a teacher. This event was traumatic for me. Imagine, I could see the rooftop of my house where I was standing, but I was too small to walk home. And I knew that my grandpa would be picking me up. And I thought, I can't leave, because what if he comes when I'm, you know, walking? I was always told not to walk in the highway, so I just stayed there. And finally, after a few minutes, my grandpa appeared and took me home. And I remember asking God to send my grandpa because I was so afraid. And he heard me. Grandpa had an explanation why he was late, and all was good. I wasn't angry at Grandpa, but I was getting kind of frustrated as a child. Many things happened in regard to this journey, and as years went by, my faith grew even stronger, especially in the next chapter. We now come to when I was 20 years old. As most of you know, I was in an accident where I had both legs broken. And being an active 20-year-old with a new career blossoming, this was taken away, just like a bolt of lightning, gone. After a few days in my hospital bed, which I was in actually 45 days at University Hospital in London, and another few months in my home, we had a hospital bed in the living room, and that is where I had to stay. My thought was, okay, I've been put on my back to look up to see what purpose this mishap would reveal. And it took me a while to, as a young person, to say, okay, why am I happening? Why am I here? It was then that I knew God wanted me to slow down and get my mind on other things that I was neglecting. It truly worked. I had time to reflect on why this happened and how to go forward with this new situation. I decided that day to bloom where I was planted. I couldn't get away. It was like being in a flower pot. But I thought, this is my fault. I can't take this out on anybody else. My mother probably told me, you know, we should stay home more or whatnot. Oh no, you're 20, you're in this, right? Are you thinking about it? I also gave thanks to have such a close family. Had it not been for my sister Kathy, my parents and grandparents in my life, I probably wouldn't be where I am right now. And I'm grateful to God and my parents who never stopped supporting me. I'm constantly trying to make the best of each day and try to be truly grateful. And that takes a bit of practice sometimes, because we are in a very busy life. It did take some practice also to stop and think about it. You've got a lot to think when you're laying in the hospital bed. A lot of time and a lot of things go through your mind. After this accident, I had no choice in the matter. As I said, I only had the option of taking each day at a time. After years had gone by, and it is going to be 38 years on August the 5th that I got hit by, we got hit by a drunk driver, three girls in Godrich, not even around here. So I had surgeries on my knees so I can walk again pain-free. That sort of diminished lately, as you know. A few months ago, my right knee started to give me grief, and pain greeted me once again. I made an appointment to see an orthopedic surgeon, and they gave me an appointment of September 2017, and this was in March when I had called. And that would be the consultation date, which I thought, I'm just thankful I could get in this year. So I prayed that I would be in service for everyone who needs me, family, church, whatever I could do. And sometime I can't get here, but I try. After that prayer, I got up and I started the day. After I prayed for, I was sitting on my bedside and just asked God to allow me to get through until September. And I was scheduled to pick up my nephew to take him to Conestoga College. And that's what we're doing. I wish I could have taken one of my painkillers, but that wouldn't allow me to drive because they're very, very strong. So I then showed up and picked him up. As we were driving, I got a phone call on my cell phone, and thankfully I've got the capability of answering the phone in my car, hands-free, so I don't want to be doing that, or texting. And it was the receptionist from the orthopedic surgeon. I just prayed that morning, you know, just to get me through, that I could help people and do what I'm supposed to do. They phoned me and said, would you like to change your appointment? This is going to be December or something. No, she said, June. I said, really? I said, yes, of course. And I knew that God had answered that prayer. So next week or whenever the 21st is, that is when I go for my consultation to have a knee replacement. And I'm so happy that this is falling into place faster. I know it sounds like you should be looking forward to surgery, but in my case, I welcome it. And I'm hoping to get back into a regular routine and lifestyle again when that is done. This will make me available to those who need me, including our church. As my nephew Ronnie and I both say, there's a reason for everything. And God has his hand in whatever we choose in life. This I know for certain. Just remember, take your time, enjoy every moment you have. Let God help you. Appeal to Him. Put your thoughts into God's hands and your worries, because He really does work. He does for me, and I know He will for you if He hasn't already. And remember, just look where you're planted, and you will see what God has in store for you. Thank you.